Researchers have found a way to use software to teach a human-like robotic hand new skills. The discovery could one day make it less costly to train robots to do things that are easy for humans to do. The researchers are with OpenAI, a non-profit artificial intelligence research group established in 2015. The group receives support from several well-known investors and inventors, including Elon Musk of Tesla Incorporated. OpenAI researchers announced last week that they had taught a robotic hand to recognize different qualities of a colorful object. The object was a small six-sided box with different numbers and colors on each side. The researchers wanted the robotic hand to show them a specific side of the box. The machine was able to turn the box around until the desired side was showing. The act may seem simple, but it demonstrates a major improvement in how the machine learned to do what the researchers were asking of it. All the learning happened inside a software-based recreation of the real world, or a simulation. The machine was then able to bring everything it had learned into the physical world. That jump helps solve what had been a major problem for robotic hands. People and companies have been able to buy robotic hands for years. But the hands are difficult for engineers to program. Engineers can write specific computer code for each new action. That, however, requires a costly new program each time. The engineers also can give the robots software that lets them learn through physical training. But physical training can take months or even years. There are other issues with it, too. For example, if a robot hand drops something, a human needs to pick it up and put it back. That adds to costs as well. OpenAI researchers have sought to divide those years of physical training into shorter periods. Then, they spread them between a number of computers with a software simulation that can do the training in hours or days, without human help. Ken Goldberg is a University of California, Berkeley robotics professor. He was not involved in the OpenAI research, but he did review the work released in late July. He called it an important result in getting closer to the goal of having self-taught machines. In the real world, unexpected things happen. In many cases, a robot's physical training or code might not prepare it for how to react to an unexpected situation. But the OpenAI researchers included noise in their software simulation. That way, the robot would have to learn how to deal with conditions that might interfere with its task. Lillian Wang is a member of the technical staff at OpenAI who worked on the research. She told the Reuters news agency that the group now aims to teach the robotic hand even more complex tasks. I'm Pete Musto.